You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
This thing here, it's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
They want you to say grace. The blessing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Sean. Visit ChristmasPodcast.com if you want to keep up to date on Christmas podcast episodes that drop quicker than this podcast gets them out. You can also subscribe to Christmas Podcast Podcast wherever you're listening to this. Keep yourself up to date as well there. Now let's get you caught up on the new episodes that dropped the past couple of weeks.
Hoity-toity, Mr. Godlike Smarty Pants.
Here are the new episodes that dropped the weeks of March 18th through the 31st. Tis a podcast, an episode on March 20th titled I Love Jacob. I do, but do you know what? He's a lot like paint fumes. Like small doses, fine, even somewhat enjoyable, but too much just gives you a headache. Abbott Elementary Holiday Hookah. Travel with Julia, Tom, and Anthony to Philadelphia to discuss the one and so far only Christmas episode of ABC's hit comedy, Abbott Elementary. The episode they take a deep dive into is Season 2's Episode 10, Holiday Hookah. Not only do they rave about this holiday episode and the show in general, but they also read off Matt Urich's casting suggestions regarding which teacher on the show corresponds to which elf and play a bit of audio submitted by Totally Rad Christmas's Jerry D and his wife Tiffany about Abbott Elementary and their own teaching experiences. Also discussed, this year's Oscars ceremony, Julia's kids' Ireland trip, the local Tulsa production of Hamilton that Tom saw, Anthony's mini-reviews of Scream 6, Creed 3, and 65, and Tom's experience with hookahs and much, much more. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast had an episode on March 20th titled Batman Monthly with Tom and Matt. Santa Ambassador Matt Spaulding from North Pole Radio and Tom Crow from Tis the Podcast joined Jerry to talk about Batman Monthly, a 1988 UK comic from London Editions magazine, which reprinted older Batman stories. Volume 6 contains two classic Batman stories. In Have Yourself a Deadly Little Christmas, Batman races to rescue a young girl from death by suicide. In his way stands the blockbuster. In Silent Night, Deadly Night, Denny O'Neill tells the tale of redemption when Batman helps a desperate and disgruntled former employee of a toy maker make up for his misdeeds. With the likes of Len Wein, Danny O'Neill, and Dick Giordano on these stories in Batman Monthly, the Batman's humanity shines, though. Christmas tree lot fight? Yep. Attempted strangulation with Christmas lights? Of course. Bruised and beaten Santas? Definitely. So grab your pipe tobacco present, hop in the Batmobile, and drive into this episode. Santa by the Minute podcast had an episode on March 22nd titled Santa Claus is Finished. After 3 years, John and Ben's journey through 1985 Santa Claus the movie has come to an end as the final credits roll. Plus, their definitive list of elf names and elf puns are finally revealed, as is the grand total of minutes for both Santa and Patch. They promise to return someday to talk about the last remaining pieces of Santa Claus the movie media. So stay tuned and join them as they discuss Minute 108 of Santa Claus, the movie. A Cozy Christmas podcast had an episode on March 23rd titled A New Heart for a New Year, Always, The Chimes, Chapter 2. Art shares just a little bit of book club news, then gets into Chapter 2 of The Chimes by Charles Dickens. Things get a little spooky in this chapter as Trotty helps a stranger and his young niece. Then while reading the news one evening, he comes across a tragic story and begins to hear the ghostly call of the chimes. Find out what happens in this chapter. Season's Eatings podcast, an episode on March 24th titled Spiced Beef. It's Christmas Eve, and you've just set out a pint of Guinness for Santa alongside a mince pie. Tomorrow, you will have a feast surrounded by friends and family. This cold dish starts its journey during medieval times, but doesn't really become popular until a few centuries later. Covered in a rich blend of spices, it's been called many different things over the ages. Grab a nice, thick slice of bread, some grainy mustard, and join Glenn as he explores the history and origins of Ireland's spiced beef. Mary Britsmith's podcast had an episode on March 25th titled The Case of Sherlock Holmes and the Indie Christmas Songs. Adam explores some alternative, little-known but brilliant British indie Christmas songs from the likes of O Wonder and Gaffa Tape Sandy. He also looks at how nurses and hospitals dealt with the festive season during World War II and takes a gander at a BBC Sherlock Holmes episode set during the holidays. Can't wait for Christmas podcast and episode on March 25th titled Mrs. Claus. Tim gives Santa's main squeeze some long overdue respect as he celebrates Mrs. Claus. He also has an egg-cellent recipe for you, counts down the top 5 times a Christmas movie poll got it wrong, and launches round 1 of his Christmas musician showdown, Merry Movie Madness. Total Christmas Podcast had an episode on March 25th titled The Most Accurate Christmas Carol Adaptation. First up, Jack has a delightful Christmas memory from his American Scandinavian correspondent, Benji Pearson. Then it's Christmas every day, and Bob Baker gives a very sneaky suggestion of how to keep Christmas alive all year long. This episode's version of A Christmas Carol is one of the most accurate ones you will ever find. The dialogue isn't quite there, but nearly all the scenes from the book are. It's an Australian production from Burbank Films. Then Jack's American correspondent, Scott Newman, tells a story from the life and times of the real St. Nicholas. Next up is Do You Hear What I Hear? And this time Bob Baker is explaining what the Brits mean when they say the word cheeky. Then it's the quiz. This episode's recommendation is Love Letters Podcast. Christmas Spotting Podcast, an episode on March 26th titled What to Do When Your Workplace Makes You Pay to Attend Your Office Christmas Party. Liam and Ness discuss a growing Christmas dilemma. What should you do when you're asked to pay for your own office Christmas party? They unpack your options. They run you through the entire process of making your very own Christmas cards. Why do you want to, and is it worth the effort? Plus, how can you prepare yourself for the disappointment that comes with unmet festive expectations? They have coping strategies to help you deal with unplanned Christmas letdowns. Tis a podcast and episode on March 27th titled Merry Christmas Pops, Word on the Street is You Got Dumped, Blackish Part 2. In this episode, the Merry Elves gathered to discuss their spring break experiences, delve into the Marvel universe, and catch up on Anthony's Yuletide news. They also review the final trio of Blackish Christmas episodes, Christmas in Theater 8, Episode 8 from Season 5, Father Christmas, Season 6, Episode 10, and Compton Around the Christmas Tree, Season 6, Episode 7. Christmas Countdown Show podcast and episode on March 27th titled Top 5 Holidays That Aren't Christmas. It's less than 9 months away from Christmas 2023. To celebrate, Eric and Danny share a little springtime Christmas cheer and count down each of their top 5 holidays that aren't Christmas. Totally Right Christmas podcast, an episode on March 27th titled Moonlighting Part 2 with Michael, Karen, and Ken. Karen Fleiger from the Retro Network, Ken Kessler from the Sounds of Christmas podcast, and Michael Krisselman of the Saturday Morning Mafia join Jerry to talk about the Moonlighting Christmas episode, It's a Wonderful Job. Yes, Moonlighting had it all. Fletch's boss as an angel? Check. Cheryl Teague's cameo? Yup. Dynamic chemistry? Definitely. So grab your angel, let him show you around, and take the elevator to this fourth wall-breaking episode. North Pole Podcast had an episode on March 27th titled What Happens on Santa's Flight? What happens on Santa's flight? In this episode of the North Pole Podcast, Elf Frank interviews Elf Crash Murphy, the ultimate Santa tracker charged with following behind Santa each year and reporting about it on Kringle Radio. Nobody has a better view of Santa and what he does than Elf Crash. In all, it's a behind-the-scenes look of what it takes to pull off Operation Merry Christmas. Holly Jolly Xmasu Podcast, an episode on March 27th titled Hideko Kojima's Christmas on Hammond, Jingle Bells. Scott talks about Hideko Kojima's 1970 album, Christmas on Hammond, Jingle Bells. Christmas Creeps podcast, an episode on March 28th titled Lady in the Lake with Libby Cudmore. March Madness continues. In this episode, the boys look at the 1946 adaptation of Raymond Chandler's Lady in the Lake. And to help them break it down, they welcome back their resident detective fiction expert, Libby Cudmore. Lady in the Lake is the first feature film to be shot and staged entirely in the first person. The posters emphasize that the film's hero, Detective Philip Marlowe, is played by Robert Montgomery and Yu. It's a fascinating gimmick for sure, but how well does it help translate the novel? And what does changing the novel's setting to Christmas have to do with anything? Those are the very questions the group aims to answer. Holly Jolly Xmasu podcast, an episode of March 28th, titled Miko Hirota's Christmas Music. Scott talks about Miko Hirota's Christmas music. Christmas Morning podcast, an episode on March 29th, titled 271 Days, 38 Weeks Until Christmas. After a much-needed and deserved break, Brandon and Scott are back. Christmas Morning podcast, an episode on March 31st, titled March Christmas Party, 9 months until Christmas / New Year's Eve. It's the March Christmas Party with special guest Shannon. Holly Jolly Xmasu podcast, an episode on March 31st, titled Woodpecker, Merry Christmas. Scott talks about the Korean funk classic Woodpecker, Merry Christmas from 1985.
I knew I was handing Miss Shields a masterpiece.
That's going to wrap it up for this podcast roundup of the Christmas Podcast podcast. I'd like to thank all of the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I'd also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast also. I encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcast.com and review any or all the podcasts we have there. We have the links to those podcasts. You can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. We have links to get a hold of me to let me know if there's any podcasts you want to see on our website. Or if you're a podcaster with a Christmas podcast, you can also find a place to apply for having your podcast on ChristmasPodcast.com. Remember, you can find Christmas podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, anywhere you get your podcasts from. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ChristmasPods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcast. Remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shishpring Pines sipping on some eggnog listening to Christmas Podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Shake it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.